SV Pod is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Welcome, it's SV Pod. Stanford Steve and Scott Van Pelt with you. Super Bowl week brings back memories, doesn't it, big fella?
That Seahawks Patriots Super Bowl, Phoenix, Waste Management, SVP and Russillo, remote, five straight days, is up there as the longest week of my life. Every single night there was something. And the best part is that you were out there. You were in the mix. We went to see the Wizards, play the Suns.
Yep. Needed to get some stops. That's a little inside story. I was in the mix that week. That was the week we tried to get in touch with the fine folks at, I believe it was Talking Stick. I tried to establish a line of credit. I was told they didn't do markers. To this day, remains the most baffling exchange of my life. I enjoy gambling. I'm not afraid. I'm not an exorbitantly wealthy man, but I have some money. And if you just extend me credit, then again, like I'll probably run through it. All you got to do is just, I'll hold up five fingers. That could mean anything. 100,000, who knows what it is. Just give me some chips. I'll lose them. I'll sign my name again. You give me more chips. You understand how this works?
No, free money. Who doesn't want free money?
No, we don't extend credit. What? Okay. But even despite our inability, or at least my inability to obtain credit to play in the casinos, we did and we enjoyed ourselves. That was a fun one. That was a fun one.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yep.
Phoenix, this heads up for one night only. Uh-oh. Like the Blues Brothers coming in hot.
Ready to go.
Heading to Waste Management Friday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. Because let me tell you what, I am ready to do it straight up middle-aged guy style, just making bad decisions, sunburnt, drunk, just ready to what? You want to go do fill in the blank? Yep. Could be anything. Hey, Van Pelt, you want to go to such and such? Yeah. What is it? Doesn't make any difference. Let's go. We put
it in.
Yeah, we put lines in the water out to a number of our industry friends. Russillo, believe we're going to catch up with him. Maybe Chris Long, Max Homa, resident out there.
He's put it on playing, his radar. Isn't he?
He's playing, but you never know. I mean, it all depends. Late, early, late. If it's early, late.
Oh yeah.
Then we could be in business. And again, this isn't the New England Seattle Super Bowl from eons ago. I don't know how long ago it was, but it was long enough ago that now I'm so super washed. I just want to see people.
When's the last time you went to Waste Management?
Probably then. I didn't even go.
You didn't even go then.
No, yeah. Because I knew better.
Yeah, you were like, you guys go.
Yeah, you go. Let me know how it goes. Well, oof. I can't wait to go. Because it's so much fun. So much fun. And it's now a spectacle beyond what it even was then.
Like, yeah.
And the field's incredible. The weather's supposed to be nuts. So I'm looking forward trying to. Big Cat and that whole crew. I don't know if we'll see him. Remember when we had dinner at Tulsa with Bunky Perkins, internet friend? Been sending notes back and forth with another internet friend by the name of Clue Haywood. You familiar with Clue's shtick?
Oh, yeah.
He's recently divorced, and he's a dive bar aficionado before he was divorced. And he's like, he's challenged me to a fight in a dive bar. I'll come kick your ass in a dive bar. I don't care. I'll come in and mop you up. I've seen your shtick in your Coors Light jacket.
Gotta be careful out there. You're going to one of those. You disappear and you're in the desert.
Understood. They just never hear from me again. Let me make this clear, Clue. I want nothing with you or your people. I'm not trying to end up. Not trying to end up in a hole in the desert somewhere. And I'm also not trying to end up in a peyote and just seeing hallucinogenics.
Nah. Plenty. We're just plenty to get into in a 24-hour window for you.
I really am looking forward to it. That Super Bowl week now, because we're not going to do radio. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that whole fiasco. which I don't even know. It feels, I don't know. Is it still the same? Is it the same setup? I feel like so many different shows, whether it's McAfee or Lebatard or Ringer based shows. I'm just trying to think of all the different, obviously Barstool is its own enterprise. I mean, they have their own things, like their own lane that they occupy. And so it feels like what was once sort of the radio shows that were on ESPN that were also televised, that was sort of the thing. And then obviously, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog, and then any local radio, well-known radio show was part of Radio Row and whatever. I'm asking because I just honestly don't know. Is that still what it is?
Yeah, it's a spectacle. Radio Row now is everything. It's all that. Because like you said, everybody's on a version of video, whether it's a TV station, whether it's a web scrape, whether it's a streaming only. There's everybody's there. But, you know, people have different setups. So that's why it's key. And that's the one thing that kind of becomes a pain in the ass is all these people are trying to get to come on your show and selling their product and doing that thing. And it turns into a driving around thing. So,
right.
Yeah, you just go to the course.
Oh, I'm going to let
you be fine.
You can come to me. All right. No one wants me on their show. I'm just saying if we're going to catch up, we just have to pick a spot and try to meet up as best we can. And hopefully I can cross paths with friends and whatever and make new friends on our adventure at the Waste Management on Friday. Can't
sounds
wait.
Like a plan. I have this, you know, obviously 16 has turned into the deal, you know, and
16th hole at the Waste Management. It's they've built an arena around a green at the par three.
And it is an arena and it is incredible. And the different setups you have there. I remember we were following somebody behind or ahead a Tiger. So we got over to 18 where the tent we were in was right on the fairway of 18. And I'm sitting there trying to watch it. Like I wasn't a big golf guy back then. So like Tiger, I wanted to see Tiger play.
It was before you became our golf insider.
Yeah, correct. And I'm literally 20 yards in the tent. Tiger Woods is 20 yards away, about to hit his second shot. No one knew. And you know what? On top of it, no one cared.
There you go.
There was a lot more interesting stuff happening in the tent. And that's what's crazy to me is the golf and the quiet please and all that. Not there. It is level 10 and it stays there. The weather's going to be in, I guess, 70s all week.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go. I'm going crop top and hot pants.
Tank top?
Crop top. Going to let the belly air, going to air the belly out. And
half shirt.
Yeah. Mesh half shirt.
Oh, God. Wildwood 84.
OPs, corduroy. Let these thighs out of their cage.
Oh,
but honestly, back in the day at the Preakness, the t-shirt that everyone had that was meant to illustrate the mayhem, the carnage that took place in the infield at the Preakness was a picture of a guy looking befuddled and hammered. It said, wait, there were horses? And it's the same idea. You go to this event and the golf, for many, the golf is strictly there as a distraction from the distraction if you care to entertain it, and if not, then that's fine. But at the core of it, actually, which is really cool, they do an amazing job. There's this group called the Thunderbirds out there.
Yep.
And I got a buddy, I'll shout him out, the Arizona Golf Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, Del Cochran, hoping to see Del.
Nice.
Del and the Thunderbirds are a group of well-heeled, well-to-do, successful Scottsdale area folks, and they raise a pile of dough, as so many golf events do, for charities. But when you get 200,000+ people in a day, you can rack up some cash. And Saturday, there'll be more than 200,000 people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the Golf Channel on Monday. Apparently, the only single day sporting event in the United States that gets more people is the Indianapolis 500, which can approach 250,000. But I mean, that's a one day deal around Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. This is 4 days with the Super Bowl in town. And I was talking to our buddy Steve Sands, a.k.a. Sansy, and he's obviously Mr. Golf Insider. And he just said this week for that event, they're great taking care of people, but it's just, it's hard because you know the old thing we've always talked about, Steve, about how there's always a bigger boat, right? Mm-hmm. Like you pull into VIP and you think you've got some juice, and then there's some Sultan of Brunei and you're like, okay, we don't have that. Well, this week it's just, it's one after another. I'm this guy. Oh, good. That's cool. This guy's times 10. Oh, okay. I get it. This guy is times 10 plus one. Well, and it's just, and it becomes in that realm, it becomes kind of a scoreboard contest for those folks. And they're not used to losing. So again, I'm happy to just come in, wave at some friends, wear my OP cords and my crop top mesh, and see where the wind takes us. It should be fun. I'm glad we don't have to do the, tell us what you're doing with snack food this week. Tell us what you're doing with beer maker, cola, whatever. We've talked about this for years. I mean, just Super Bowl week radio is just, it's everyone's doing the exact same show. What day do you have Jerry Rice on, or what day do you have one of the Manning brothers on? And no disrespect to them, because if somebody wants to move some product, I'll sell it and I'll go do Radio Row. I'm not knocking their hustle. I'm just saying from the content perspective, it's all some version of the same thing.
That was my favorite question, because that was the only time you would ever ask about guests, because I would give you the guest lineup for the next day and you'd be like, all right, what are they selling? I want to get it right. What are they selling? And
I'd get it right if I knew. Maybe it's Levitard. I feel like somebody in the last year or two has just basically just said, all right, you get to do your shtick. Tell us what you get 1 minute. What are you selling? And that's it. So, I mean, you have to, it's not hostile, but you almost have to gain command of the interview back. You kind of have to set the ground rules and establish that this we're happy to do the product thing, but we're trying to at least have some chit chat about the Super Bowl.
The one thing you got to work out is, I know you and I love to do when we fly west, there's the first place that we go to right away.
Oh yeah.
Is in and out. And I know there's one in Tempe. So yeah,
well, I don't know
where you're
out there by the event. There was, I remember one year that I was there. This is how long ago it was. Might've been in the Van Pelt House hair days.
Whoa.
We went in the bird's nest and that place.
Well, I was going to bring that up. If you're Friday, if you kiss that morning flight goodbye, if you end up going there after the WM.
That's where I met Hollywood's Josh Duhamel.
That's another level.
Literally
10.
met Duhamel in the bird's nest at the event. And it was great. He, as we've said a billion times, he's just the most normal dude. And we ended up laughing and at the absurdity of it all. But bird's nest that's not on the agenda. I've aged out of that tent. Yeah. I don't believe that's part of it. But anyway, they're out somewhere near one of the gates to get in there. There was an in and out, and it had just opened, and they had to have cops directing the traffic because it was that over the top. I mean, I'm certain at some point we will avail ourselves of, 3x3. And some fries, hot. Put a lot of salt on them. Eat them first.
Yep.
That's how we do that. The fries aren't good. It's a potato, man. A real potato. They fry it right in front of your face. Salt them up and eat them.
Caught Duhamel's new movie, Shotgun Wedding, this weekend.
All right. Not here bad. We go. How about
Not
it?
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. I texted him. I said, various acts of athleticism. He falls in the water, first scene. He shows off his baseball swing at one point. I don't want to give the movie away. A couple dance moves in there. Very impressive. Great effort out of him.
You want to hate him because he's that good looking. And he's that charming.
God, he's
so good. You want to hate him, except you can't because he's not hateable. He's a great dude. Well, I haven't seen it, but I don't see a lot of films or TV shows. Started to try to watch The Last of Us.
Oh, come on. That's not
you draw the line at zombie.
Thing. Yeah.
Because why? Because you just assume it's Dawn of the Dead. That's like the derivative
of
that.
I'm out. I don't give a shit about zombies. They have zero interest.
Yeah, but this is about these are the
what are they, humans. Robot zombies? They don't.
No, they're the humans, Steve. They're the last of us. They're trying to save humanity. And there's a Linda Ronstadt song or something.
I watched some old legends last night grab the mic for the hip hop Grammys. How good was that?
It's all right. Yes. And okay. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I know what you're going to do.
No. Just wait. I can say how psyched I was to see Rakim get on the mic. Because there's a whole generation that don't know.
Yep. And guess what generation's mad that their generation wasn't involved?
That one. That's okay. One. Just you're allowed to just sit back and let the old heads do their thing. But Buster was nuts. Buster went nuts. Everyone went nuts. I was just excited because you know how much I love the God Rakim.
Yep.
It's hard when Jay-Z's right there. You want to just. But I know he did the thing with Khaled, with God.
Wow.
Right. But is that fair? Is it reasonable to say as much fun as it was to see all those folks out there? You're just like, wow, like we could let Jay just do something.
Yeah, but it's a surprise.
Okay.
And some people are out when it's a surprise. Like, we get it. All right. Start going through the years. And this person was left out. And this person. I'm not talking to you because I knew you.
I know.
But these people immediately like, oh, my God. No one from the early 2000s. Can't believe it.
And you know what's funny? It was the rare Herm Edwards don't press send moment. I started to send a tweet like this is like the All-Star game where everyone's favorite player played and got their shots. And then I thought, you know what? The second I hit that, there's going to be a line of pissed off people because they and I so I say, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and just like you don't tweet during games. Just enjoy the game. And exactly. So I wasn't going to tweet during the Grammys. But it was I mean, if you're of a certain age, there was a lot that was right in your sweet spot.
And I'm not a big mashup guy like everybody. Like I wanted everybody to get a full verse and the chorus of their song. Like I want it all. To really feel, but I understand it's timing. It's a surprise, but I am going to see the good in it. And I immediately rewound it, watched it again.
Yep.
Rewound it, watched it again. And it was just, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper coming like, oh, that's just, that, oh, so good.
So to many
see
hits.
Those people. Part
so
of something.
Many hits. You're not a mashup fan though.
No.
Would I be a baby? There was a time when Ja Rule was had to be on every single song.
Yep.
Or it wasn't going to be on the radio.
Got a little Wu-Tang love with Method Man. Like, that's good.
Is this a hot take or is this a cold take or is this?
Oh, boy.
See, I always loved Meth because I loved his voice.
Yes.
Like, everyone's got their, you know, some people like Raekwon because his voice is just different. Some people, like, I just always like Method Man because I always thought he was funny.
Oh, he's
You could tell he had acting chops before.
No doubt. And I think that's what got to the crux of, I mean, you watch the documentaries and stuff. There's some jealousy there. And Method Man was going for it. We'll just say that.
Anytime it's like a team, right? If you have that many people, not everybody gets to be the quarterback.
Nope. That was good.
Yeah.
Luke Combs. You watch Luke Combs?
You know what? I did. And Going Gone is the name of his. It's a hit. I mean, all that guy does is hits. And I saw everybody be like, man, don't envy whoever comes up next. I'm like, don't worry. Luke's just fine.
Yeah.
He'll be okay. And did great.
Absolutely.
Did great.
Does DJ Khaled ever have a bad day?
I don't think so.
I mean, good for him. He's just out there with everybody.
And he's just, that's just such a great point. And I mean, I'm sure because, you know, the internet and Twitter hates everything. I'm sure people begrudge him that. He just seems like a happy cat.
Absolutely.
I want to be more like, I'm going to make a note to myself. Be more like DJ Khaled. Seriously. He's good. He's happy. Yep. Be more like DJ Khaled. I don't know how to do that. I'm going to try.
Put it on the goals.
I'm going to be like that on Friday.
Yeah, you are.
Waste management.
Energy.
Yep. You're going to have to bring it. I don't know if I have the reservoirs of energy that are required for that one.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have a question for you, sir.
Okay.
Told us you'd come back with a scouting report. So far this year in December,
you saw
a game in Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
Correct.
You saw Kansas put it on Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, you saw Cameron Indoor.
Yeah.
And you saw the Devils get a victory at home over Wake Forest. I would ask you, as if this were a college blue book examination, compare and contrast. How would you compare and contrast the two venues?
In awe of both, because both of them are their, I would say, entity. Fog Allen, you get, it's the only show in town, and it's had the mix of old field houses, which you and I knew. I mean, you grew up going to one, but this one, Fog Allen, is just double the size of Cameron, and it's the only show in town, like I said. And you know, I just, you know, you're in the middle of Midwest, everything's convenient, everybody's there, there's, you know, it's big, and when you walk in the Cameron, it's not big.
No, it sure isn't.
I mean, you know, we had the ability to go to the Champions Club, which is a new deal built off behind the hoop. They added on the Cameron to put this place where alumni can go have a
high end cocktail. But help when you say they
hot dogs.
They built onto it. You walk down the steps from that club.
Yep. And you're in the hallway.
Onto a concourse, and you're like, "What's this?" It's the concourse. You're in Cameron, and then you open a door, and you're in the gym.
Yep.
It's odd.
And it hits you.
Right. Like the heat, the sound, the noise. Odd's not the right word because odd sounds bad. It's just, you just can't process that's what it is.
No, and it's pumping. Like you just hits you right in the face. And Fog Allen, too. I mean, that build up, their tribute, you know, their, what do they call them, highlight reel and pregame video. You're like, wow, this is, you know, they had their 125th year, I think, celebration a couple weeks after I went. But I mean, I'm biased. Like I said, I'm a Duke fan. But Scott, to walk around now, Kayville was mobbed because Carolina, they had to stay there till Wednesday to get their seats for the Carolina game. So it's packed. And then there was a little bit of rain. So like you saw the sludge of Kayville. But I keep going back to it. And then you go into the museum and the retired numbers and just thinking of Danny Ferry and all those guys. And Leitner was my guy, you know, growing up. But Scott, Kansas, like I said, 125 years. There are different. You got Will Chamberlain. You got all those names. Danny Manning. Duke, Cameron, Kayville. It's one guy. It's Krzyzewski. It's all there because of one guy. One guy built it, sustained it, and it's just amazing to think. When I'm walking around, it's all I could think of. I'm like, that's it. It's him. He was the reason for this. And then you go back and I've read, you know, all the books and how close it was, you know, not to happening. And he might have been on his way out if that recruiting class with Billis and those guys doesn't produce the way they did. But the one is just that one guy, that Duke thing that revolves around there. So it was good. Duke built up a good lead, sweated a little bit at the end.
You gave out a winner right here on the pod.
Yeah, you're all welcome. I appreciate you letting me know that we were on the right side. So glad I didn't hear anything there in the first half when Duke had the lead. But no, it was awesome. I took an unofficial visit to Duke way back in the day, And man, Durham's changed a lot and all for the better. What they've done in modernizing everything. Baseball field's gorgeous. The lacrosse team, the success that they've had. The football stadium, the renovation there is awesome. So it's really cool.
I never thought of it the way you said it, but I think you put it correctly that really what Duke is from the athletic footprint is because of Kay.
Yeah.
It's all really sort of spawned by him. And look, Kansas hasn't had a zillion coaches either for as much history as it has. They've had some legends along the way for sure. I mean, just think about like Brown and Williams and Self. I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I think somebody told me Kansas in 125 years has only had 5 head coaches, which is crazy.
I don't know that to be accurate or not, but it's not like it's a zillion of them either. Each I've been to both. They're both fantastic. I just think it's cool that you had the opportunity to go to both. And as you say, each is its own entity. Each is great. So it's like flavors, like what style pizza or what kind of ice cream. I mean, they're both great. It's just sort of which one do you prefer?
I do want to shout out our girl, Kara Lawson, went to her office. She had us up, talked to her for a while. She had some time carved out so we could catch up. Enormous win at ranked Notre Dame yesterday. They're ranked number 9 now. They're 20-3. Just a great story being able to talk to her and seeing how she went about building the program that she is. So she sends her best also. So hopefully,
not a surprise to any of us that that know Kara that she's done exactly what we all thought. This is exactly what we thought, you know, she'd do with an opportunity like this. Not a good, but a great institution with an opportunity to really turn something into, you know, elevate a program that's certainly been great as well. We're just all fans. Brotherhood means a lot to you, Steve. Kyrie, obviously, in the news. Honestly, when it comes to this, as we talk Monday, everybody's got their thoughts.
Yep.
I'll share mine in a moment. The only ones that I'm truly interested in are Kevin Durant's, because a couple summers ago, like, he could have gone wherever he wanted and chose to go with his best buddy to Brooklyn. And I think the accounting in the end was they played 74 games together. They won one playoff series together, and collectively they combined to ask out like 4 different times via trade. In the end, Kyrie got his wish. He goes to Dallas. And I mean, I was joking in our show meeting. I'll put it like this. A few years back, I wanted to move down here. I'm like, Steve, you want to come? You uproot your life. Come along with me. Bring your family. We get here. And I'm like, you know what? I've had about enough of this nonsense. I'd like to be traded to, you know, whomever. And meanwhile, you're just kind of looking around going, yeah, okay. Let me know. I mean, it's not an apples to apples, but I just want to know what Durant thinks. And I mean, what Durant will say and what he thinks, I don't assume they're the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, truly it is, as he's sitting there hashing it out, this isn't what anyone thought it would be.
No.
He's an incredible talent. And, you know, the Jason Kidd's talking about the relationship and he just wants to win and this and that. I'm like, okay, you sure. You know, and Boston thought what they thought and the Nets thought what they thought. And then in the end, when he's not there anymore, is Cleveland or Boston or Brooklyn, are they crushed that he's gone? I think we all presume the answer to that's no. And so if it works, okay, great. I'm trying to figure out how a guy in Luka who has the ball in his hands more than any single person in the NBA, like what do we do when it's 6 on the shot clock? Who gets out of the way? That'll actually be really interesting to see. But this, I don't know. I mean, this guy, there's a million different reasons why he wasn't available to always play. But as a pro, this is where people say, are you pro owner? No, not particularly. But when you sign your name on a piece of paper that says what you'll do in exchange for all that dough you get, then just do what it says on that paper you're going to do. Be a pro and be post for your job to do your job.
I just keep thinking about the Nets thing and thinking about the apex of it. You got Harden, you got Durant, you got Kyrie. You mentioned the games played together. And now you look, it's Kevin Durant, and then you get Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
You turn that for Harden. And then you got, I mean, Dinwiddie's a nice player. So's Finney Smith. And Durant, I mean, God only knows. Like you said, we'll know when he speaks. But now he wakes up now and, like, this is maybe he's like, all right, good. I got some guys that want to play. We actually helped our roster and getting some pieces. But I just, it's the ever-changing deal. And what gets back to everything here is these games played, and Durant hasn't been able to avoid the injury bug himself. And that's what makes it so hard when you take in this product, as we do nightly, is, I mean, I find out myself, like, all right, who's playing tonight?
Who's playing? Right. That's the question every day.
It's not a good deal. So it we'll see. But, you know, the long term, that's the other thing too. Like, what's the long term effect? There is no long term anymore in the NBA. That's it.
No,
strike while the iron's hot, and that's it.
Right. And I think about, I went back to the different, who was it? Was it Chad Finn that wrote that? I think it was Chad Finn that wrote the article in Boston about the Nets and, like,
what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see. Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody in New York City could write that note to Dallas. Mm. And maybe they'd be wrong. Maybe it all sorts itself out.
Yeah.
And strictly from a, what do we talk about? I'd much rather talk about that than try to figure out the rest. I mean, put it, we'll see. It's sort of that's as vague as it could be framed. But what are we supposed to, what am I supposed to definitively, what do you think? Well, like, because you're always asked, well, what do you think about this? What do I think? How the hell do I know what to think?
Yeah. How does anybody?
I think you could find me the tweet that says he's ecstatic to go to Boston because he knows the history of the Celtics and looks forward to playing with Brad Stevens. When I see the tweet that says he's ecstatic to be going to Dallas, he's always ecstatic. He's always ecstatic to get to leave someplace to go someplace new until he wants to go somewhere else. And, you know, they always say in business, you know, you have to be worth your problems. You know, you have to be as good as your problems. And someone like the massive talent that is Kyrie Irving, he's good enough that Mark Cuban in Dallas is like, yep, let's go get him. And .. We'll see .. Who wins the Super Bowl?
You know, I was just going to ask you the same question. I figured you would be seeing that immediate move of the line and the money and all that. I'm really, really fired up for the game because we have everything we want: the star-studded power, the quarterback names, the skill talent you have. But when I think about it, Scott, it's the worst. It's the worst going against Patrick Mahomes in NFL, especially, you know, gambling, whatever. But when I look at both matchups, I still think Philly has the advantage on both lines of scrimmage. And everybody's going to talk about, you know, Jason Kelce, you know, playing against his brother. So the Philly offensive line against that KC defensive line. But what I really wonder is the other side of that matchup. KC's offensive line against that Philly defensive line, because Philly's defensive line, you know, plays about 8-9 guys up front alone, just on the front four. So Kansas City, can you, you know, hold up for 60 minutes against that front with a guy who's probably not going to be 100%, but is the best at his position in the NFL? And what toys does he have to play with? You know, as far as, you know, I saw Eler is going to be active. I think that's huge, actually, for the Chiefs, because I think you got to attack Philly outside. You got to, you know, create, whether it's quick screens and create matchups on the outside and make those guys on the inside run sideline to sideline to get them going. So I expect Kansas City to do that. I think they'll button up some things protection-wise, knowing how bad Tampa took advantage of them when they lost their two tackles going into that Super Bowl. So I don't like Philly as much as I like Tampa in that Super Bowl, because I think, you know, Reed and Mahomes will flourish as an underdog here. But I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I still side with the Eagles, though, just because of the depth of their guys up front.
That's thoughtful analysis that's a whole lot better than me saying I like the Chiefs because they're a dog and they're never a dog. And it feels like the lean is towards Philly, and I understand why. The point you make about Kansas City's O-line against Philly's D-line is interesting because the tackle-to-tackle, the Eagles' O-line is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be able to mostly do what they want there. Cincinnati's O-line was a problem for them. I think that's where the game's decided. If Kansas City's O-line is able to do enough to give Mahomes the type of time that he needs, if he's able to be a bit more mobile, to extend plays, and then get into that stuff where he just turns into a full-on improvisational genius, then, I mean, you know, Philly's really nice in the secondary too, but I mean, how long can you cover? And as you say, who's he got available? We see Hardman's not going to play. Barnwell had some really interesting points to make this week about the way Hardman stresses you with the ability to just run sort of jet sweeps because his speed is just a difference maker.
Yeah.
They don't have that. But I mean, look, ultimately who you don't have in games like this, it's who you have and who Kansas City has enough. I tend to agree, though. I normally feel like these games go low. I feel like this is a game where you're going to need to score a bunch to get there.
Touchdowns versus field goals. I wanted to see, and that's the main part too, Scott, of this matchup is you can't take anything you've seen from Philly with substance in these two games. You know, people have talked about the easiest road. That's not their fault. You know, they executed a game plan against the Giants, who was an inferior opponent, and they ragdolled them. And then the Niners.
Then Purdy gets hurt. I mean, what are you going to do?
So, like that. And then, you know, the Chiefs played Jacksonville and then Cincinnati. I know Cincinnati tied it, but I never, once that game started and I saw Mahomes, I felt confident that they were going to be able to win that game because I didn't think also Cincinnati would be able to play that well again as they did against Buffalo. So it's everything. But the head coaches, I thought there were some circumstances early in that Philly San Francisco game where I wanted to see what Sirianni would do. And he pulled out his bag, man. He went for it, backed up on that touchdown, go-ahead touchdown drive and going for it in his own territory. So I think both head coaches are going to have the foot on the gas, and that's why I expect it to be up higher scoring.
What else we got from the Super Bowl? Rihanna halftime?
Pumped. Love Riri.
Prop bets? Things
like that. I'm all in on Gainwell, running back for the Eagles. Over.
Have you done? Because you dive into these daily wager type stuff.
Homework today. Well, I went back and looked because I had Miles Sanders in fantasy this year, and I could not understand why they never threw the ball to him this year. And I went back and looked at his stats. He had 60 catches as a rookie. He caught 26 balls this year, and I don't get it because he's as versatile as anybody. But they just got, I don't know, this comfort range, or they thought they could be more versatile with Gainwell and Scott in there. But Gainwell's been a guy. Now, he benefited a ton from being both games being blowouts, and he got a lot more carries. So I just think, like, his catches is 1.5. I think he's going to catch more than 1.5 passes. Mm-hmm. His receiving yards is 11 yards. I think he goes over that. And his if you combine his receiving and rushing, it's 34.5. I like those over. I think that guy's going to be a factor in this game.
Okay.
And on the other side, the running back, I mentioned Elair because I love Elair, and I really like him in the throwing game. But when you start looking at props for those Chiefs running backs, I think that throws everything out the window. So that's a tough thing to handicap.
And McKinnon became the guy that was – I mean, he had a stretch there where I want to say it was like the most consecutive yards for a running back with a receiving touchdown. I mean, it was like – was it 6 straight games? Whatever, I'm guessing off the top of my head. But McKinnon became a true weapon in the passing game for them.
Yeah, and with that passing game in a matchup like this, which I think is important – all three of those running backs are very good in pass protection. So they can leak them out of the backfield, or they will help against those tackles if they're having trouble pass protecting. So there is that.
I'm not a big fan, as you well know, of legacy as a conversation. All right. It's feels like, and I'm not picking on like debate shows. It's any show, show where we talk about the game. The notion of what someone's, you know, legacy is it's ripe fodder for TV shows. Mm-hmm. Fine. But as I've said forever, legacy is what you are when you're done. And Patrick Mahomes is not done, far from it. Mm-hmm. If they lose this game, if he loses this game, then I just wonder what the conversation will be about him. Because when you win one, and this is, and I think we probably talked about this when it happened, covering golf majors, when someone who's really talented wins one, there's a tendency to go, oh man, they're going to win a bunch now. Well, you get four chances a year, mm-hmm. which is three more than you get a chance to win Super Bowls a year. And it's really hard to win them, just like it's really hard to win Super Bowls. And so if the Eagles win this game, then Patrick Mahomes, who won the one against San Francisco, then lost one to Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Now it gets into this, well, you know, he's lost some and he didn't get to the other one because Cincinnati beat him. I'm not suggesting that the tide will turn. I just think more than anything, it will make people realize that when you start just handing out Super Bowl trophies, Aaron Rodgers still has one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he wins, well, now all of a sudden, now I'm reminded of the great line from our buddy Bill Pito about kids, that two is much more than one. And so if Kansas City beats Philadelphia, well, now you do the math on Mahomes and how quickly he gets to two. I think his is the topic of conversation, which is the easiest on-ramp for anybody in any form of media to talk about. And if he wins, then we have this sort of greatest ever conversation. And if he loses, then it becomes this, well, what are we going to do with Mahomes? And I just, the more I watch him, the more I feel like that he really is one of one in terms mm-hmm. of the gift, the gifts that he's got. And really like Burrow a lot, the intangibles. I really like Allen a lot. He's just enormous. Mm-hmm. And he combines a lot of fun things. I love Hurts. I love the way Hurts carries himself, man. God, wow. I love listening to him talk. That dude's like a CEO. He's like a president of something. I think he's the president of him. I'm so impressed with that guy, the whole makeup of the guy. And I just, there's so many of these young quarterbacks. You could just go through the list and you're like, I like this, I like that, I like this. I watch Mahomes run around. I'm like, I don't know, man. That guy, he does stuff that just defies reason. And I mean, it's the physical gifts. It's the cojones, the competitive fire, all of it. And so, win, lose, or draw, I don't feel like I'm going to leave this Sunday night thinking different of Mahomes. If you have one of those games where you just go balls out and, you know, throw for four touchdowns or something insane and lead a touchdown drive, well, then we're not going to be reasonable come Monday.
No.
But I just, of all of the conversation leading up to this week, and there's a lot of interesting things to discuss, I think that one topic is the one that's going to have the scales tip in one direction based on the outcome, fair or not.
I'm with you. Nothing's fair when it comes to the internet. So I look at things totally different. I do love how you've already thought ahead and predicted what the talking points will be, because we've been doing this so long and you've seen it happen so many times. But Super Bowls, I treat, I guess, like Final Fours. I think the toughest part is getting there. And I mean, I grew up watching John Elway get there. And just never, I mean, wasn't favored in the games, and they got absolutely exposed. From then, it went to the Buffalo Bills. And you two happens, three happens, and it's like, maybe this thing really just isn't going to happen. But I'm not going to take anything away from them, because I think being able to get there four straight years, and that was before free agency is like it is, and then watching the Ravens 30 for 30 last night and knowing how confident that team was in themselves, even though their offense was, they didn't score a touchdown for 5 weeks. They went back and documented the guy. He said he's going to stay on the roof of his house until they scored a touchdown. The guy was up on the top of his house for over a month.
Imagine that.
I mean, good.
And they're
Lord.
Winning. You want to hate them. Like, you do hate them because you can't come in your house, but they don't lose either.
Oh, man. But then I just, you look at these teams, and I think the biggest part is just getting there. And I'm not going to dissect and say you suck because you lost when you got to the Super Bowl. I think every situation is different. But when it comes to Mahomes, I said it last week, he's put himself in his own category for me. Yep. What he does, and you mentioned the competitiveness, is what really is so impressive, because you think of a guy that hung out in Major League Baseball locker rooms. Like, it's very easy to take things for granted, and that dude never did. And then the Chiefs, the idea to take him and say, we're going to do this with that guy, it's awesome to see. And like I said, I love this head coaching matchup, because you got the new guy in the block that's the favorite, and you got old Wiley. Andy Reid will have every trick in his book, ready to go on this stage. So,
and by the way, that new guy was on the staff that wasn't retained, and he admitted that it helped him want to become better.
Yep,
he gave Reid all the credit in the world, said he was great about it, but, and yet, I mean, think about it. And we know how this goes. We talk about it all the time. The way coaching staffs turn over. Like, if I came in and I was, and if you came in, let's make it different. I'm like the tight ends coach, which would be ironic, but you came in and you're like, hey man, I have a lot of respect for whatever people say, you're great, but I got a guy. And so you got to get a box. All right. Well,
yep.
I understand. But then if I got a chance years down the road and it's you and me, all right. Would it be sweet if I was able to get one on you? Of course it would. Mm. Of course it would. That's just, but it's not like it's not personal, right? I mean, it's not Brown. It ain't, you know, it's not that big a deal. But there's just so many different angles. Was trading some texts back and forth with 87, aka Cleese. Seeing those two of their pop on the podcast snippet I saw is just incredible. Oh. I mean, just the best. And you know what I appreciate about both those guys? I think you sense them both truly understanding that this is rare. For both of them, that especially Kelsey, especially Kelsey, like, they're both not Kelsey. I mean, Travis, you know, they've lived pretty much on this stage, and he's not old by any stretch, but he ain't young either. By NFL standards. And I think the understanding that this is to be enjoyed, that these moments are to be savored. I think they both really grasp onto that. And I think they both just seem like regular dudes that get it, for lack of a better way of saying it. I don't know. I enjoy, as so many others do, enjoy what they're doing.
Their stories are awesome. Both Cincinnati in their own right, both of them had some issues. And I really, really think they lived off the idea of getting that second chance and making the most of it, because not everybody gets one. And those guys will be the first guys to admit to it. You know, you get a break and you take that thing and you go with it. And they have, I mean, since they got to this level and playing at the, I mean, they're both Hall of Famers.
Yep.
They're both Hall of Famers.
They are. And each is integral to their team. I mean, that O-line, as good as it is, they're as good as they are because Kelsey's in the middle of it. And part of what makes Mahomes as good as he is he's got 87 out there somewhere.
I do hope this week somebody digs up some Jason Kelsey running back footage. He was a running back in high school. That's what he was.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he still has the fastest time for a center at the combine. Like I said, both guys are just great, great stories. And
I feel like if Sirianni's really got the juice, you drop something and you get the ball in his hands, make a play. I mean, Philly special. Like, let's take it up a notch.
Philadelphia.
Have a big night tonight. Getting the fight down Wawa. That's all I got. Heads up, Scottsdale, oof. Old Scottsdale, Phoenix.
Oh, now you're talking.
Coming in hot, Blues Brothers style, for one night only. We'll see you out there at the Waste Management somewhere. Again, look for the 6'6" guy and the.
Just be careful
in the mesh crop top.
Make sure That entrance where it's all the walkways, it looks it's crazy.
No. They're bringing me in a chopper.
They're
going to drop me down on the range.
There are some people, when you're walking around, you see those people, they don't really see you.
Understood.
So.
Because they're like the zombie people from The Last of Us. See, Steve? Oh,
sweet.
Somebody tell Steve to watch. Steve watches shows. Somebody tell him why you should watch The Last of Us.
I've been, since the season ended, are you kidding? I've been knocking shows out left and right.
Not me. I just watch games. Play Golden Tee. I got problems. My 6-year-old, like mid-teens under par. I'm like, how many mulligans? None? Get on there. Like, savant.
One thing before we go.
Okay.
You're a Maryland guy to the core.
Mm-hmm.
I had the chance to spend a weekend over at Annapolis.
Mm.
I mean, that place, it's so special. It is so good. But I'll tell you right now, Saturday, it was freaking freezing.
Yeah, it was nippy.
Freezing. Good thing for the indoor seating at Marine Corps Stadium. I will say that to the folks that made that possible. Thank you for that, because me and my little one wanted to survive a full game outside in those elements. But those players did. And shout out Navy Lacrosse, 2-0 to start the year.
Love that. Love that. No, I mean, yeah, Annapolis is it's a rare treat. It's a great part of our great state. And it's kind of its own little entity, really. I mean,
it really is.
Like Annapolis compared to, you know, I don't know, Bethesda. They're not in any way related. They're in the same state, but no, Annapolis is special.
No, you pull in, you go down by the dock, it's like, okay.
Well, as we said, the people, the men and the women that are part of, you know, West Point, Air Force, I mean, it's just, you know, they're different cut of cloth, special. They're the best of us. And salute to all of them. And great start for Navy. That's good to hear. Mm. And if we're going to do that, shout to Coach Tillman and the reigning national champs, the Dirty Turks.
Yeah. If we're going to do that, we got to get that game back on the schedule.
I agree with that. Hashtag be the best. There's a lot of politics. I don't know. I don't know the ins and the outs of it, though. Let's make that happen.
You're the face of the state. You should be able to help get that.
Is that what I am?
Fixed. Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm just a humble taxpaying citizen. Everybody have a great week and
go West.
That's a good 80s band, by the way. Check them out. Look it up. Some good songs in there. Like Pretty Woman. I had the CDs though. It was mid time. Stop talking.
And hair.
Bye.